We are celebrating 12 years since Taylor Swift released her self-titled debut album, and we've played all the tracks off of the deluxe version of the album except for one final song, and it's actually a remix, a pop version of Teardrops on My Guitar. And you almost have to wonder if maybe Taylor had in the back of her mind where her career would be leading, because she says, you know, when I go into the studio, I know exactly what I want out of each song.
There was never a recording session where they were tracking instruments that I wasn't there, and you know, asking, hey Nathan, can you turn this up? I need to hear a little more mandolin, or you know, different songs that had piano. You know, when I write a song, I hear how it's supposed to sound. I can hear the production, I can hear what the drums are doing, and you know, I can hear what the mandolin's doing, what the bass is doing, what everything is doing when I'm writing that song. So usually when we go into the studio, all I have to do is sit down with Nathan for about 10 minutes and say, look, this is how I want this to sound, and he just puts it all to life.
Whether it was foreshadowing or just coincidence, I know this song, Teardrops on My Guitar, it was one that helped introduce a lot of people to Taylor Swift's music because it was the second song that she ever released off her debut album. Let's go ahead and play that final track off of Taylor Swift's debut album. It's Teardrops on My Guitar, the pop version on Big Machine Radio.